Welcome back to Rome Boys.
Welcome back.
We're continuing our faith formation videos with Mary.
Yo mama.
Who's your dad? Who's your mama?
Who's your mama?
We're talking about my mama.
Your mama is so
beautiful,
holy, awesome, amazing.
Holy, awesome, amazing.
Immaculate.
So what about Mary?
There's something about Mary.
No, it was something about Mary. That was the movie. Yeah. So what about Mary?
There you go, yep. So, obviously, Catholics have a strong devotion to Our Lady.
Obviously.
To Mother Mary. And Protestant Christians, this is the toughest possible hurdle for them. We did an episode on why Catholics don't worship Mary. But she is definitely the best disciple. She was the one that kept us. She leads us to Jesus. The best verse in the Bible, in my opinion, my favorite verse, do whatever he tells you. John 2, verse 5. Mm-hmm. She is about Jesus more than any way we can be. You know, she's above and beyond, all about Christ. With her life, she could have drew the attention. Hey, everybody, I am the Ark of the Covenant. I'm the Immaculate Conception. I'm the greatest woman on the history of the world. Nope, she draws all attention back to Christ every single time.
Nobody can refute why
people have such a bad rap about her, because she's always leading us to Jesus, and that's the point of our life, to be that great saint that leads people to Christ.
Right. Yeah, so like, it's like you honor your mother.
Yes.
That's the commandment. Honor your father and your mother. Jesus would honor his father and his mother.
Mm-hmm. And in the Old Testament, the queen mother was the one that you respected, and she was right there at the side of the king, you know? So,
Okay. I'm glad you brought that up. Mm-hmm. Okay. In the Old Testament, when you looked at the king, okay, who was the queen?
Oh, mamma mia, mamma mia.
Right.
It wasn't his wife, because most of the time they had multiple wives.
Solomon had 700 wives.
Yeah. Right. So who was the queen?
Yeah.
His mama.
He only got one mama.
His mama was the queen. So when we call Mary the queen of heaven and earth, well, who's the king?
Right.
It all comes back to Jesus.
Yep.
That's right. You know, he's the king. So
and again, with prayer, she doesn't answer our prayers, but she does take them and dress them up and wrap them up like a great feminine mom, you know, and decorates it and then hands it to the king, and then he makes the ultimate decision. But of course, he's going to listen to his mom.
So you're saying you can pray to Mary.
You can pray through Mary to Jesus as intercessor, and all the saints and anyone that's gone before us that's in heaven. So, but you can pray straight to Jesus too. There's nothing wrong with that.
Of course, nothing wrong with that. But I always, you know, the Mexican culture has a very strong devotion to Mary.
And I asked Guadalupe.
Right. And I asked a friend of mine why that was. Mm-hmm. And she said, well, when you're growing up and you wanted your daddy to do something, who did you call? Who did you ask?
Your mom.
You went to mom.
Yeah,
it's true.
I was like, wow, what a great answer.
Dad.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah.
And it's all scriptural, too.
It is.
It is.
Luke chapter 1 is the chapter on Mary.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, you know, from the Annunciation, hail, full of grace, the Lord is with you. Okay?
Yeah.
Nowhere else in the Bible is anyone referred to as full of grace from an angel.
Right.
You know, and so she is to be full of grace. We hope to be that. We can't, you know.
Yes.
We are sinners, and once we sin, we cannot be full of grace, you know.
What does it mean to be full of grace?
To have all of God's love and to not sin, right?
Right.
To be perfect.
So, to be perfect. Mm-hmm. So, and she's, like you said earlier, she's the only one that has that title or was given that title.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So she's the Immaculate Conception, which means from the conception of her mom and dad, you know.
There's a lot of people that think that that's about Jesus.
Good guess, but wrong.
Most missed question of all time. When I taught students, they always missed that. So when Mary was conceived by Anne and Joachim, from that moment that she was conceived, she has been sinless because of her son, Jesus, you know, because he can't enter into sin. He needs the most beautiful Ark of the Covenant, the most beautiful dwelling place, dwelling tent, if you look at Old Testament analogies, that he could pick, and that would be Mother Mary.
And so it's interesting to think, you know, I've heard people say, well, yeah, but God could have chose anybody. Right. think about the possibilities. He could have chose anyone. Mm-hmm. And with that power and with that possibility and with all those options, who did he choose? Mary. He
chose Mary.
Don't argue it. Don't try to say God could have chose somebody else, because he did not. We mm-hmm. could say, well, he also could have chose a Lego, and he could have chose a rhinoceros, and he could have chose, because it's God, right? He can do. No, let's get logical here. Mm-hmm. And let's talk about being real.
Yeah,
being
right.
real. It. You can't people, argue with reality. He chose
people,
Mary.
Yeah, and some people argue, well, Jesus is Mary is only the mother of Jesus' human nature.
Right.
But that's heresy, right?
Yes, if Jesus
is 50-50, 50 God, 50 him.
No. Yeah.
Right.
Yeah, no. He's fully God and fully man, so she gave birth to the God-man.
Yeah. So when we say she is the mother of God, mm-hmm. she is the mother of Jesus, who is God. Mm-hmm. I don't know why that
and
was
all
so
the
hard.
Protestant reformers yeah. and most Protestant Christians will even give that one.
You know,
they
yeah,
say,
right.
yes, she is the
they'll
mother of God.
They'll concede to that one.
Yeah. Yeah. And they'll also say that she was conceived, you know, Jesus as yeah. through a virgin, but then they'll say that Mary had children afterwards, and that is not the case.
Close, but definitely wrong.
It's just not
she
true.
She never had children afterwards. You know, the verse that Jesus had brothers and sisters. Well, in the Greek, the word brother or sister can be, you know, near relative, mm-hmm. a cousin, a nephew. Lots of times in the scriptures, someone is referred to as brothers and sisters, and they're not biological.
Because
they're
in the ancient Hebrew and mm-hmm. Aramaic, there mm-hmm. was no word for aunt, uncle,
right.
cousin.
See, and people right. just used to know this, but yeah. as we move on in society, we think that we just get so much smarter and so much smarter and so much smarter yeah. as we get further and further and further away from the time of Jesus.
Right.
How does that even make sense,
right.
that we're getting smarter?
Because this wasn't even challenged until recently.
Right. I'm glad you brought that up, because you know, back in the day, if you look at all the early church writings, even some of the books in the Bible that were correcting errors, that's what they were doing. They were correcting people who had screwed up, who mm-hmm. were believed heresies. They were correcting heresies. So if they, one of the arguments is, well, they never talked about it. Mm. That doesn't mean they didn't believe it.
Right.
If they weren't talking about it, it means that everybody believed it.
This is a perfect example of the Immaculate Conception and the Assumption. So the Immaculate Conception, Mary being free from sin, the Assumption, when Mary was taken up into heaven, body and soul, by angels, it was never challenged.
It was just,
and
yeah,
everyone believed it. And until 1854, the Pope said, and he officially declared it in 1950, the Assumption. He didn't have to, because there wasn't controversy. Everybody agreed on it,
everybody
and it was good. You know? But then it got challenged, and there was confusion, so then he defined it. So why did it take him so long? Because everybody believed it.
See,
that's one of the arguments that I've heard. Is like, well, the Pope just made it up. He just made this up, and he started.
I don't think so.
Study history.
Study
the church fathers.
They just believed it.
Kinda I read
like
a big old thick book on Mary, and it has all these references of all the four dogmas we're talking about today.
And you're talking about the Assumption of Mary. Okay, there was a story about was the Holy Roman Emperor or something. He was like, y'all got churches that are built on St. Peter's bones. Y'all got churches that have St. James's bones for people to go to pilgrimages. Mm-hmm. You know, okay, where's the one to St. Mary? I want to go to St. Mary.
She is a saint.
That's a different subject.
Yeah.
She is
Saint
Mary. Where is the church dedicated to Mary? And he goes, well, the Pope was like, there isn't one because... It just everybody believed it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. There is the church of the Dormition of Mary, whether and so many more Eastern, right, but even Western Catholics believe that she did die and then she assumed into heaven. So this is a belief that you have to believe that Mary assumed into heaven body and soul. Mm-hmm. Did she die first or not? That has not been officially declined, and so we don't actually know.
Mm-hmm.
But we don't find any bones of Mary anywhere.
Right.
So apparently she's in heaven, along with Jesus. We can't find bones, so apparently they were taken up into heaven.
I like to throw random facts in, and sometimes I'll throw the Quran in. But there's a whole chapter on Mary there.
Muslims like Mary.
Yeah.
They really do.
And so you're talking about
it's crazy
history of the world, right? Like. Mm-hmm. She's kind of got some influence.
Big time.
And
I think she's the most painted person of all time, even about beyond Jesus.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So when we talk about to define Assumption of Mary, the difference between assuming in heaven versus ascending in heaven.
Jesus ascends by his own power because he's God.
He's Superman.
He chooses, I'm leaving now, goodbye. And Mary is all there quilting one day or doing something feminine. And then next thing you know, angels are taking her up, not by her decision, but by God's, by Jesus' decision.
She has to be taken up
mm-hmm.
where Jesus kind of...
And she needs a savior like everyone else. husband.
Right. Oh, there okay. So mm-hmm. wait,
because a lot of people challenge that.
I've heard this argument before. Okay, well, if Mary was sinless,
yeah,
why does she need a savior? She wouldn't need one
by the blood of the Lamb. She, right. Everybody has to be saved through Jesus
Absolutely.
Christ.
Absolutely.
Yes.
That was love the analogy that yeah. Steve Ray gives mm-hmm. of the mud puddle. We've had that on episode with him.
Right.
Where Mary, you're just. If somebody prevents you,
yes,
or you fall into the mud and somebody pulls you out, they saved you from the mud.
Mm-hmm.
If you're walking and somebody stops you from falling into the mud, mm-hmm. they saved you from the mud.
Right.
Mm-hmm. So, same thing. Mary was saved by her Savior
mm-hmm.
from being prevented from ever sinning in the first mm-hmm. place.
Mm-hmm. And so
she still has to have a Savior.
You remember mm-hmm. when Peter goes to step out of the boat, mm-hmm. right? And as
he's going to walk on water,
as he's right. walking on water,
mm-hmm.
he starts to sink.
Mm-hmm.
So the dude could walk on water
mm-hmm.
until his faith was shaken. Right?
Right.
When was Mary's faith ever shaken?
Right.
In scripture, you don't find it.
Right. Mm-hmm.
She gets a little scared when she loses her son. Right.
Maybe. Yeah.
Maybe.
Yeah.
That's a good point.
I bet you she trusted. She was cool.
That's a
Maybe
really
Joseph
good point.
Joseph was the one freaking out. Maybe not too.
Yeah. I think yeah. I made an yeah. assumption. That's a really good point.
Oh, assumption.
Well, there's another thing to consider here also as far as the assumption of Mary. There's, you know, Protestants will argue that the assumption of Mary is not in the Bible.
Mm.
Well, you know, we've argued that not everything needs to be in the Bible.
Sure.
But there's
the Bible
also,
says not everything happened that Jesus did is in the Bible.
Right. Right. Well, there's another thing to consider is that possibly she didn't die until after all these books had been written.
Okay.
You know, there it doesn't say when she died.
We don't know.
How old she was.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, because she was... She had Jesus when she
but
was 14. So
the last books of the Bible compiled were by John, right? And he mm-hmm. wrote the Gospel of John and the book of Revelation. And he writes in Revelation chapter 12, verses 1 through 2, a great portent appeared in heaven, a woman clothed with the sun, with the moon under her feet, and on her head a crown of 12 stars. She was with child. And the devil is, this is after the verse, by the way, and the red dragon was coming after mm-hmm. her. So, so she's in heaven. How did she get there?
Okay, yeah,
and who right. is this she? All of church tradition has always said it's Mary,
yeah.
and the child is Jesus, and the
and
devil is the dragon.
At her heel,
mm-hmm.
right?
And he was the closest Saint John, that is, to Mary, and took mm-hmm. care of her from the wood of the cross. So
that's what heroes do.
Now, talk about someone that really loved Mary. Saint John would be the man for sure.
Yeah,
right. Mm-hmm. Okay, that brings up back. Let's go first.
I know there's all kinds of things going in my head.
I know we're dancing around here, and I was just thinking about brothers of mm-hmm. Jesus. Mm-hmm. We briefly talked about. Maybe we need to go back to that one.
And Saint Joseph was married before Mary. You know, so he was married, and that lady died and had children, and so therefore that could be the brothers and sisters of his previous marriage.
That's right. One possible situation.
Not doctrinal,
it's not
like
doctrinal,
because
if you read
things.
Father Calloway's consecration to Saint Joseph, that wasn't the case. He has him as a young man
mm-hmm.
because
right.
I mean,
that's true too.
So what's more virtuous, a man who chooses to be chaste,
mm-hmm.
or when he's a young man,
right.
or of one who's being chaste because he's an old man?
Well, yeah, right.
You know,
so at the finding of the temple, you know, obviously Mary and Joseph were responsible parents. You know, they were good parents.
Right.
They were super holy, and so yeah.
Right. And well, there's a story behind that too. That how he got lost.
Mm-hmm.
You know, historically the men traveled with the men.
Yeah.
Oh, right.
And the women traveled with the women.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And he was about 12 years old, so mm-hmm. he was on the borderline of traveling with one or the other.
Yeah.
Because the children always traveled with the women.
Right.
Like 12 and under. Let's just put that in there.
Yeah.
Maybe that's where we get the movie tickets, 12 and under. Anyway.
It's all scriptural.
Yeah, it's all scriptural. So then 12 and older, they would travel with, the boys would travel with
Become
the men.
Men.
So, like I said, he was borderline there, so they were like, Joseph thought he was with Mary. Mary thought he was
but
with Joseph.
Family,
and they
right?
traveled for 3 days, and they were like, uh-oh.
You know, well, I have six kids, five kids. When you say you're around each other, somebody's watching somebody else.
Yes.
Like, you know, family is like, they trusted their family to take care of him. And he was where he was supposed to be, in his father's house. Yeah,
exactly. My wife was like, how would she know? That was one of Mary's seven sorrows. It's always, mm-hmm. you know, finding him in the temple is also
right?
one of the, which mystery is that of the rosary? Glorious mystery.
Hmm. The Assumption?
No, finding him in the temple.
Oh, the fifth joyful mystery.
Joyful mystery, yeah. It's a joyful mystery, but it's also one of her seven sorrows. Because can you imagine? Right. I've lost God!
Yeah. right. It's like, oh my goodness. Yeah. But where are we going to find him? Well, they knew where to go back to. They knew where he was.
Right? Yeah. He knew where he was.
Exactly. And he knew where they were too.
Where did you? Yeah. What did he say? When they showed up? Didn't you know I was in my father's house?
Yeah.
That's pretty crazy.
It's great. And just some of the analogies of Mary. You're the analogy guy. I should let you roll with it.
No, I'll let you.
Just to get you rolling here. She was the house of Bethlehem. Means house of bread, right? Mm-hmm. When they're in the nativity story, they're going back to Bethlehem. And she just happens to have Jesus in her, whom Scripture refers to him as bread, right? He himself refers to him.
Laid him in a manger, a feed trough.
Yeah, right.
For the animals, we're just a bunch of animals.
But really, she is that that God-bearer,
right?
That tabernacle. Mm-hmm. There's so many references and names that she holds.
And as the Immaculate Conception, yes, she's perfect, right? Mm-hmm. And she was taken up into heaven, but Adam and Eve were made perfect, and they were sinless,
right?
And they chose to bring sin into the world, and she chose not to. Elijah and Enoch in the Old Testament were taken up into heaven.
Yeah.
And they,
right.
Yeah.
Nobody argues with that, right?
Yeah, these are just scriptural things Jesus, that truly
so it's
happened.
Not so to believe that she was immaculate. Conceived sinless, and that she was assumed into heaven. It's not contrary to Scripture because we see this happening in other instances.
They can all be backed up by sacred Scripture.
Yeah,
right? Awesome.
As she was ever virgin and also the mother of God. When we say dogmas, I don't think we said this, a dogma is an essential teaching we have to believe as a Catholic. Mm-hmm. So these are the four hardcore teachings about Mary you'll find in the Catechism.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and when you look at, you guys mentioned the Pope had to come out and finally say something because people were starting to create heresies and have doubt and confusion on this subject because we every day we get further and further away from the time of Christ, right? But that's what we call ex cathedra, where the Pope speaks from the chair, the Holy See,
And doesn't happen that often.
Yeah, no, really those twice. Those twice, two times.
That's
twice,
right?
And it was infallible.
Mm-hmm. And that's when the Pope is infallible because it's not just the Pope, right? He is speaking of and from and for the Church. Mm-hmm. Right. But it was about Mary.
Right, both times.
Talk about a controversial topic, but what does Mary do but bring Jesus into the world?
Right.
Yeah, when we talk about the Hail Mary, what's at the center of the Hail Mary?
Right,
she is so Christ-centered that even the Hail Mary is the middle of it, is about Jesus.
Word,
Hail Mary, why is she hailed? Because that's what the angel said.
Scriptural.
Yeah. Full of grace because Jesus made her.
Yeah.
Full of grace. The Lord is with you. That's about Jesus.
Scriptural. Uh-huh.
Blessed are you among women. Why are you blessed? Because of Jesus.
Scriptural.
And fruit of your womb. Yeah. Jesus. And a lot of people pause at that point, too.
Yep,
Holy
it
Mary.
Is a pause.
She's only holy because of Jesus.
Yep.
Mother of God. That's focus on God. Pray for us. He answers our prayers now at the hour of our death. The entire Hail Mary, the whole rosary, anything Marian is about Jesus Christ. And people get scared about that. Oh my gosh, all these pictures of Mary. No, she's looking at Jesus. She's thinking about Jesus constantly.
When we talk about the Our Lady of Guadalupe, okay, that image converted so many Indians who were
they said 5,000 a day for hundreds of years, time.
Coincidentally, at that same time was when the Reformation was going on, where hundreds of thousands were leaving the church, and then where
God's
millions
timing.
Were coming into the church at that same time.
Besides Jesus Christ, I would say that Jesus Christ, the Savior of the world, dying on the cross, greatest miracle, his death and resurrection. Second place, Our Lady of Guadalupe, hands down.
Just the image itself.
And why? Yeah. Because they're bringing him to
bringing
people
them
to Christ.
To salvation in Jesus.
But the perception of the Indians at this, just looking at this image, they saw more than we see.
Yes.
Yeah,
I mean, when she's standing in front of the sun. They worship the sun.
Mm-hmm.
So she's in front of the sun. She's greater than the sun god. Mm-hmm. She's standing on the moon.
Yeah.
She is greater than the moon god. Mm-hmm. She's wearing the stars.
She's pregnant.
Yeah, she's wearing the stars on her veil. So she's greater than the star gods. Mm-hmm. You know, and then she has her hands in prayer. So she's not God.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
You're saying, so she's praying to someone. They caught this.
Yeah.
When I first saw the image, I didn't catch all that.
Right,
that's amazing.
Right.
And there's much more into it.
And
there's lots
of
other things.
Out of season.
Mm-hmm.
Not even from that country.
Not even from the country.
I mean, oh, we could have a whole episode on Our Lady of Guadalupe.
And the tilma, right?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah. Chill bumps. I saw it. It's amazing.
Stethoscope to the tilma, and the heartbeat is of a...
It has a temperature of 98.6 degrees.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. It's nearly been destroyed maliciously several times.
They put a bomb underneath of it. Everything was destroyed. Windows were destroyed. The brass crucifix was bent around. Tilma's fine.
Tilma's fine. Wow. A guy accidentally spilt acid. He was cleaning the frame.
Carbonic acid, uh-huh.
Spilled acid on the tilma, and he ran for his life because he thought he was going to get hung for this one. And he was so scared that he ran off. But it healed itself.
Yeah, it got messed up.
It got messed up.
And it got better.
They cleaned it, and it just finally healed itself.
It's a cactus fiber that's supposed to last 20 to 30 years. It's been 500 years.
A guy recreated it because, he said, this is a hoax. Mm-hmm. So he painted an exact one of him for himself. This artist did. His was all faded and rotten after about
10
years.
And these are all just facts.
You can't handle the truth.
NASA scientists say it doesn't. It's nothing that belongs to Earth. The material.
Well, they've done like X-ray vision images of it, and the paint is like not even in
it's
the
not,
fiber.
It's touching.
Like
it's touching. Floating
it.
Above. It's
floating above it.
Yeah. And then in the eyes, you can see what Mary saw. You know, and she can see
the reflection that, back. Mm-hmm. They say it. They say the reflection in her eyes. They can see Saint Juan Diego and the bishop.
It's the bishop
and a few others who were in the. But they say they see it in her reflection, like it would be upside down.
How
the eye sees it.
Yeah. And the stars match up exactly to that date and time and hour.
That one's wild. And then where they and where the position of there are. Mm-hmm. Leo the lion constellation is in her womb. What was it? The crown of stars above her head.
I would
wild,
always show
man.
This to my students whenever it was like a downer, like a time of the year, and like we're the stretch between like, you know, Thanksgiving and Christmas, or like and then we're kind of just lame in
this
class.
Is kind of like your movie night for them, right?
There you go. And get them pumped up, and we would show them like, all right, you need a boost in your faith, here we go. And that's why I think we should encourage other people to bring these miracles out.
So here I sit on the Rome Boys set watching these two cradle Catholics as a convert. You see why people have such a Marian devotion, right?
I get excited about that because I actually had the privilege of seeing the tilma in person. We went to the Basilica there in Mexico City, and they have below it there's the altar, and because they say mass there daily, and it's in actually behind you. You're in the wall, and you see it up. Because it hangs above the altar, behind
the escalator that goes.
There's a little escalator that because people will stand there for hours, so they have to make people keep moving.
It's like the busiest place on Earth. I mean, it's like next to the Vatican.
It is amazing.
It is a lot of people that go.
So with all this devotional testosterone in the room, let me just say that, you know, me coming through RCIA, hearing about this woman that I thought I kind of knew because of Christmas. Riding on a donkey or sitting in a manger, that's all I knew. Literally all I knew. Maybe shame on me. You know, the scripture is clear about her.
Well, can I ask you, was that a stumbling block for you?
It was, and let me share what got me over that. No, that's a perfect question because that's exactly what I want to answer. Until I heard St. Maximilian Kolbe say, you can't love Mary more than Jesus, I was just, my veil just dropped, you know? It was like, and I got chills thinking about it. If you can zoom in close enough.
Dang, look at you. All right.
I love mama.
That's when I knew, like, it's going to be all right.
Yes.
You know, God isn't going to lead me astray.
And the manly man, St. Maximilian Kolbe, that took
doubt.
Like, the two crosses and then gets, you know, murdered.
In Holocaust camps.
In the Holocaust
camps.
I mean, the backstory makes it even more powerful.
Oh, my gosh. Yeah, he steps in line because the dude was a father. And he, just.
Great lover of Mary, Maximilian Kolbe.
But what a great quote, you know, like, so simple and so pure. You just can't love her more. Now, you could say this about, Jesus, you know, he loves all of his creation. That's true. That's absolutely true. But this is also his mother, guys.
Right.
You got to keep it logical. You can't love Mary more than Jesus.
Well, Father Calloway, we talk a lot about Father Calloway. Great guy. Check out that interview.
Yeah.
But he talks about how, you know, if you were God the Father, how would you create your daughter, you know, who's going to carry your son? You would create him perfect.
Yeah.
You know, you can create him just, perfect. If you were God the Son, how would you create your mother? Try to imagine if you're God. Some people's not that hard. How would you create your mother if you were God? You'd make her perfect.
Yeah.
The Holy Spirit, this is your spouse. How would you create your spouse as God the Holy Spirit? you'd make her perfect.
Yeah.
Amen. So she's just, she's our mother. She's perfect.
And I think about like, okay, so we, you know, the reference is Jesus. If Jesus, if you can't love Mary more than Jesus, awesome. Well, what about the other people in her life? Like, could you love Mary more than Joseph did? That's her spouse.
Mm.
Most chaste spouse, right? Mm-hmm. Like, can you love Mary more than Joseph? Probably not, man, because nobody loves my wife more than me.
Right.
Except for God.
Right.
Okay.
Amen.
And so here I come back to, what about Mary's parents?
Right.
I mean, you think you love Mary more than her parents?
Mm.
Man, that's a pretty tough challenge.
Right.
Mm-hmm. Right. And then beyond that, God himself in heaven. Nobody loves me more than God loves me.
Right.
And I think that's what we forget most. And so if we can know that Mary loves us because she first loved Jesus.
There you go.
Right? On earth, nobody loved Jesus more or first than her. Because why? The message was sent by an angel who is not a person. And then the first person to get the news that Jesus was coming to earth, Mary received that message. Mm-hmm. These are facts, guys. Nobody can argue this stuff.
Right. And that feminine connection to God, she brings us to our Lord. And to have him in there for 9 months, remember, when you're going to Mass on Sunday, you have Jesus inside of you in the Eucharist. You know, you better get cleaned up, too.
Right.
Like, we
need
to be held accountable and holy and make sure that we are in the state of grace to receive. I mean, she's full of grace. Yeah, she should have Jesus inside of her. But
no doubt.
Yeah.
So she is our spiritual mother, and how is that? How do we become her spiritual children?
Well, we can do consecration to Our Lady. That's you know, 33 days to Morning Glory is a great way to do it. Pray the rosary every day. I wear the scapular, you know, as a sign that I belong to Jesus through Mary. Mm. St. John Paul II said totus tuus, his whole pontificate, his whole time even as a priest, he dedicated everything to Our Lady. You know, and there are people that don't really have a devotion to Our Lady, and they don't have to necessarily.
Yeah.
Like, they don't have to pray the rosary. Some people are just, that's not their thing. And that's what's beautiful about our Catholic faith. Some people identify with this saint and this person. As long as you love Christ and you're giving your life to him and love his church, that's fine. But she leads us to him, you know. And I really identify with her a lot.
And that's awesome for a man to be able to say that, because I mean, it's hard for me to identify with a woman, you know. I live with seven of them, and it's like,
I gotta get out of here.
Come on, guys.
There's lots of estrogen running around his house.
Yeah, for sure. But you know, think about this. Our Protestant brothers and sisters, they have their favorites too.
Mm-hmm.
Paul comes to mind. Like, talk about having a devotion to somebody.
Yeah, we had a whole class on Paul.
Yeah,
in school.
Absolutely.
Every Christmas, they're devoted to Saint Nick.
Yeah, right.
Santa Claus.
And so that dude, Paul. I mean, Paul
didn't
see Jesus.
They like Augustine. They like Saint Francis.
Yeah. Paul saw Jesus not before his resurrection, right?
Mm-hmm.
Paul saw the risen Jesus. That's it. And so they're following a guy that wasn't even there when Jesus was alive on earth. So
I think another thing to keep to comes to mind too is that Jesus gave her to us.
Mm-hmm.
So I got that going for me, which is nice.
I mean, we see
at
that
the cross.
At the cross. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. So John represents the church, right?
Woman, behold your son. Son, behold your mother.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So
he
gave her to us.
He would have given, you know, Mary to, if he had, there was another brother or sister. If he had, you know, and there wasn't anybody there. So, you know, we would go to the next person.
Back in the day, in that time frame, if you were to give the mother's care went to the next brother.
Because we know Joseph is dead. He's gone.
So. Joseph died. So her care is
on
given
him.
To the son, the first son. And if he dies, then it goes to the second son. That's a great kind of point when you're arguing whether she had other children.
Right.
Because
why did John get?
That would have been a slap in the face.
We have the house where they lived. You know?
Yeah.
You know, so yeah.
It's quite
simple. He took care of her.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. It's awesome.
So we mentioned Our Lady of Guadalupe. You know, I've been to Lourdes and to Fatima. These are just such spiritual places.
Right.
And super holy, to where you can truly connect with Christ via Mary. And such holy and peaceful places. So again, we highly recommend those places. I mean, Lourdes, where Mary appeared to St. Bernadette. Hundreds of people have been healed miraculously there. Fatima, Jacinta, Francesca,
75,000 people?
I don't know the actual numbers. Yeah,
well, there's a newspaper with the bright star,
the
bright sun in the sky, and all the people
added all the time. Like it keeps, you know, people are always going there to be cured, and the miraculous baths there and that kind of thing. But again, they're about Jesus Christ, and she leads us to him. But I call Lourdes the Catholic Disneyland.
I'm going to Disneyland.
Yeah!
because you walk in, it kind of looks like it has the flags and everything, yeah. a big old church and steeple, but it really is. It's super holy and a great peaceful place. There's a lot of places that are touristy, and outside of it, it kind of is, but inside, it's a special place. You just got to go there and see. I haven't been to Medjugorje, but a lot of people encourage that. But Lourdes, Fatima, and Guadalupe are officially approved by the church, so visit them, study that.
Because yeah, there's lots of apparitions out there that yes. haven't been
officially. Like Medjugorje has not no. officially, yes, but a lot of people
or
visit there.
Or that dude
there.
That had Mary on his toast.
Yeah, that's true. That's true.
Mm-hmm. That, that, right?
There's yeah. a whole website dedicated to yeah, it, so sure. be careful.
That's officially approved, yeah.
But there, but to yeah, back up that point, there are lots of apparitions declared in that. Maybe not on a piece of toast, but, you know.
I saw him in my Cheerios. Yeah, you know, but.
There's a message in my alphabet. It says, ooh.
Peter, those are Cheerios.
There are other apparitions out there that just haven't been officially
and
approved by the church.
And there's crazy things, too, like of statues weeping, water, or tears.
Yes, we had one
blood.
Here in Texas mm-hmm. not that long
and
ago.
And there was a church I went to in college that a nun and a priest saw the literally the Mary statue weeping tears. And yeah. I go there every day. I'm like, come on. Yeah.
I want to see this.
Reasons, yes. Selfish yes. reasons. Didn't
you want Mary to cry, Tony.
That, that's yeah, that's true. Kind of.
I should have looked at it that way. Well, yeah. Why she didn't.
Yeah. She probably started crying.
I know what you mean. Yeah, like, I know what you mean. You want to be a witness to yeah, one of those miracles. That, cool? that would be so cool. I'm like, I miss out on this all the time.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Well, that's fine.
I know what you mean.
They're holy.
But yeah, way to go making one make her cry.
Right. Yeah. Sorry, Mom.
Sorry to call you out.
Yeah, that's good, man.
Public television.
Oh, all right, man. Back to confession.
Right.
So,
oh, man.
You know, one last thing that I'll say is the praying to Mary, and I just kind of want to help people understand, like, you know, if you have a family member who passes away, right, like say, you know, grandma, grandpa, whatever the case may be, you know, just look out for me while you're up there,
sure.
you know.
And you may have a picture of them too, you know.
An image, right.
And remember them and look at that
picture.
You
shall picture. Have no graven image.
And there it yeah, right. comes through the background there.
Yeah. yeah.
But it's not. It reminds you of that person.
You it
those
just
warm
you
fuzzies
Jesus.
Inside about yeah. them and the good memories you had
okay.
with them.
Okay, no graven image. Why do we have a cross? And what do we think about when we see a cross? But yet people have crosses all the time.
Well, every and, Christian church in the world has yeah. a cross, right?
Yeah, right. And right. so it's just, yeah. It's a reminder. It points back to God. That's what Mary
right.
does.
That's all right. it is.
Yep. So, but on that point, you know, you have somebody who passes away, and so you might ask them for some help or, you know, say or pray that they are in heaven.
Yeah.
And
or pray to them for you.
Yeah. Right. Yeah. But, you know, then again, somebody might say, well, I know that they're in heaven. Mm-hmm. I know that person's in heaven. All right. Well, let's get after that.
Yeah.
We know that Mary's in heaven.
Yeah. Don't be talking about my mama.
Yeah, we have there yeah,
you go.
Proof.
Right?
There you go. Yeah. We have proof. Yeah,
so, Revelation.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So, but also too, you know, a question I was asked in an airport one time. I was not even Catholic yet. I had a rosary hanging out of my pocket. Mm-hmm. I was in the RCI process, and somebody said, "A rosary? Huh? Are you Catholic?" You know, and they started asking me questions, give me some banter, actually, which never makes somebody. I mean, you don't win somebody over
right.
that way, right?
Mm-hmm.
But I just right. said, well, let me just ask you one question, and I was not sarcastic or pompous about it. But I said, you know, I'm not Catholic, so but you know, don't you think that Jesus talks to Mary?
Mm. Wow, good point.
Mm-hmm.
No
mm-hmm.
response, like just no response. Just jump to another subject,
right?
And I thought, wow, come on, man. I mean, like...
So does Jesus pray the rosary?
Yeah, right?
You know? I love that meme. Mom,
yeah.
Mom,
yeah, yeah, yeah.
Mom.
First rosary.
The very first rosary.
It's so good. You gotta put that in.
Mom. Mama.
Yeah. So, but yeah, it just, you know, so I just, when I was coming into my faith, and Mary was a hurdle, you know, as yep. I mentioned, these logical questions started coming to my mind, and I allowed them to come to my mind and, you know, have some resolve there and just ask God, if I'm making a mistake,
yes.
then lead me the right way.
Put yourself yeah. in that vulnerable spot and God will yep. answer.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Open yeah. up, you know, more of him and less of me,
mm-hmm.
Because otherwise I'm just fighting and struggling and say, no, that's not right, because what? Is not right because somebody, some other guy that is not of the, you know, an author of scripture that has been
his own fallible opinions.
Right.
So, you know, Padre Pio says the rosary is the weapon for these times. We need to pick it up and we need to pray it, you know?
Yeah.
And again, the mysteries are all about Jesus Christ, you know? Yes. And so we are meditating upon his life. So it's not about an auctioneer, hey, my father's rosary. And we finish it in 8 minutes and 30 seconds and we break a record. That's not praying. Like, it's really diving in and meditating upon those mysteries.
And it's hard because, I mean, there's a lot of times we say the rosary every night before we go to bed with the kids.
It's a hard time to do it.
It is a hard time to do
it. I would not do it at nighttime.
Oh, I used to get in trouble.
Or if you need to go to bed,
I would pass it.
Is he asleep?
No. I'm pretty sure he's dead.
Sorry. Yeah, that's what Liza does.
Melissa does it if she can't sleep. And she asks Mary, hey, look.
Oh, there's a lot of times in the middle of the night if I wake up and I can't get back to sleep, I'll put my earbud in and I'll put it on the rosary app and I'll turn the volume. Turn the volume low, and then I'll turn the speed really slow.
You're not even done through Hail Mary.
I don't even get through the creed.
And Mary understands.
You turn it down to farmer talk.
Right there. Hail Mary.
My grandma would say, if you fall asleep, and she always fell asleep doing that, she goes, my guardian angel would finish it for her.
So there you go.
So there you go.
Deacon Leroy Beach over there in Miller's View, when he passed away a few years ago, but he said that at the first part of his rosary, the beads were wore off. But by the time
this was new.
The last ones were brand new still.
That's great. It's like a guitar.
You wake up, oh, man, I got to start over.
Well, St. Louis de Montfort said, you know, one Hail Mary said devoutly is better than the whole rosary just rattled off. So just, you know, you give, St. Louis de Montfort would say, you give Mary a rose with every Hail Mary you say devoutly. So I would encourage, say, one decade from your heart and don't have to finish it. You know, if you do finish it devoutly, great. But
it's hard. It is.
Mary, there's so much to say.
We could do an episode on each one of these dogmas. Just on its own.
And Jesus is bobbling his head on that. There's so much I want my...
So you're not going to go wrong by talking...
Wrap it up. Four dogmas. Mama.
We got the four dogmas. Yeah. Yep. Mary was the mother of God. She was ever virgin, a virgin her entire life, right?
Yep.
She assumed into heaven, and she's the Immaculate Conception. And Luke is the chapter to go to in sacred scripture about her. And
142, all in.
Well, verse 35 and 35, or 28 and 43. You know, who am I that the mother of my Lord should come to me? You know, Elizabeth says that. Yeah. There you go. She's the mother of the Lord, mother of God.
Yeah. That kind of thing. Talking about there.
Or even Isaiah. Let's go to the Old Testament, chapter 7, verse 14. Behold, a virgin shall conceive and bear a son. Now, wait a second. Like, this is hundreds of years before, you know, Jesus comes on the scene. A virgin conceives and bears a son. What's up with that?
Yeah,
right.
How many other times does it talk about that in the Bible?
Right.
Nope.
Yeah, right. Once. And so a virgin has a child, and then it actually does happen.
What does that do? Does that blow your mind? That just happened.
You know, like, and how did he know? God inspired him to say that. It's just nuts.
It's crazy.
Yeah.
It's, love it.
Cool. It reminds me of when Jesus is standing preaching in the temple. And what does he do? But he quotes Isaiah saying, I said I was going to be here, you know, and
rolls
here I am.
Yeah. These, what I read to you is fulfilled today.
Yep. They didn't necessarily like it, though. And that's how it began. When you're starting a kingdom, not everybody's going to be happy.
Absolutely.
Mm-hmm. Not everybody's on the bandwagon.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Guys, we've got some people that have made some comments about our other Mary episode. We're sure it's going to create some comments and some conversations. And you know, it's always the your nature and how you approach these things that you can see where people's hearts are. You know, and our hearts are just dead set on Jesus.
Yep.
And
we worship him and we honor our lady.
Absolutely.
We honor our lady and she will bring you to Jesus. Like you quoted earlier, you know, the last words she said in the Bible were,
my mom always said,
do whatever he tells you.
Yeah.
She always brings us back to Jesus.
Mm-hmm. And Jesus brought disciples around him, people around him that made all kind of dumb mistakes.
Sure.
You know, intentionally, by the way. Like, that's right. So, you know, the people of the Bible are important is my point.
Amen.
And absolutely. And nobody is more important created than Mary.
There you go. Amen.
So. All right. Well, thank you all for joining us for this latest Faith Formation video all about Mary. And in the meantime, please click the subscribe button. Share us with your friends. And if you feel the need to help support our mission, click that donation button on our YouTube channel.
We'll give out some rosaries.
There you go. Yeah. We'll send you a rosary. In the meantime, be real.
Be bold.
Be Catholic.
God bless.
Mom! Mom! Mommy! 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 Mama! 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 Ma! 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 Mom! 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 Mommy! Mommy! Mama! Mama!